of this year's themes for the Lake County Fair is the Farm Bureau's exhibit, 200 Years of Agriculture in Indiana. We're here at the Lake County Fair. I'm joined by Lori Childress, who's with the Farm Bureau. Lori, tell me what people need to know about farming.
That a lot of the foods and the things that we have around our area are from, like red gold tomatoes are grown in the state of Indiana. Fearless pretzels are made in Gary, Indiana. We give a lot of, farming creates a lot of different job opportunities for people. And
you said something about a bakery in Lowell also?
Yes, there's Aunt Millie's factory just came, the bread bakery just came to Lowell. And to a factory that had been closed for a couple years. And that created a lot of jobs. I mean, there's spin-off jobs. You got truck driving and, you know, so you got to hire bakers and people to move it. It just helps a lot in your community.
Childress says part of her job is to educate people about the importance of farming to everyday life. You were telling me a funny story about a kid who told you, we don't need farms anymore. Tell me about that.
Okay, I had a fourth grade boy tell me, we don't need farms anymore because we have supermarkets. And I said, what? Supermarkets? And he said, yeah. And I go, well, where's the food? Supermarkets get their food? And he said, from the trucks bring it in. And I said, where's the trucks get it? And he said, at the factories where they make it. You know, so at Farm Bureau.
The factory's the field.
Right, yeah. So I told him, I said, well, like your pizza, it comes from the farm. You know, and a lot of people just have a disconnect of where their food, because they go and get it at the store. They don't realize you had to grow the wheat and you had to grow the tomatoes, make the sauce.
New this year is the Jungle Island Petting Zoo. Kim Osting says her little ones are the biggest draw.
This baby pig back here, this four-month-old little pig. I mean, that's everybody's favorite.
There's also a kookaburra bird.
We have the kookaburra here. You want to hear him talk?
Yeah.
Come on, Cookie. There you go.
Wow, look at that.
We get a lot of the older people in here, they remember the kookaburra song from when Girl Scouts and stuff like that. There you go.
And
you start talking to the people,
dreams,
and they find out what it is. Yep, they start singing just like that, singing and dancing. They love it.
And then there is the bird encounter, where you are given a bird stick and you walk into a giant cage and the birds land on the stick or on your arms. I'm going to try this to see what happens. Oh my God, he's on my hand.
Second place with a time of 29.146.
Ken Kraft is president of the Lake County Fair and head of the maintenance department for the Lake County Agricultural Society. He's also a farmer, and he loves his profession because it gives him a lot of freedom.
I can go up and go to the field in the morning if I want to. If I don't want to, I don't have to. I know when I need to do it, when I need to push and not push. But as long as I get it done, I'm not punching the time clock.
He's most proud of being a farmer because of the role he plays in feeding America. What makes you proud to be a farmer? To say, hey, that guy's a farmer.
Just knowing the fact that I'm growing food you're going to eat.
In Crown Point, Stephen Lattimore, Lakeshore Public Radio.